8 in our collect for today. O God, our defender, storms rage about us. 8, deliver us from our fear and anxiety. Have a seat. Today, Jesus is asleep in the boat. I love this story. I love this story so much. Let's get in the boat and go to the other side. And the disciples must have been like, oh, goodness, we can catch a break. Because think of everything that came just before this. Jesus confronts the Pharisees by allowing his disciples to eat the heads of grain on the Sabbath day. The Pharisees call Jesus out on this and he says, it's okay. They're hungry. Let them eat. Don't freak out. And then, just a few paragraphs later, Jesus confronts Beelzebul, yes, a demon. The Gospel of Mark is pretty open about the supernatural forces of evil. Jesus frequently encounters demons and confronts them directly. This is scary. For Jesus to stand so boldly in front of them must have freaked out the disciples. Then we move on to last week. Or after that, after the demons, then the people all around, not just the disciples, the people that listen to Jesus are so weirded out by the things that he says and does that they say, stills the storm. Jesus has everything he needs to manage the anxiety of all the stuff that came before in the gospel readings and where they are now. He's so good at managing his own anxiety that he can sleep quietly at the back of the boat while everybody else's anxiety is cranking up. Have you had that experience when you've been in a space where the tension in the room is really high and you try to not fall into that anxiety and be overcome by it? But it's really hard, right? Jesus teaches us how to do this by being still, quiet, confident in what God the Creator has given him in terms of skills and attributes and abilities. But Jesus loves us so much that he allows the disciples to here and preach that all day, but it's not easy. And it's a lesson we all learn over and over again. We learned it once in Samuel, we learned it again in Mark, and I'll tell you, this is not the last storm that the disciples will have to sail through. In chapter 6, there's going to be another storm. And this time, Jesus teaches the same lesson. But instead of staying in the boat with them and saying, "You still storm," no. Jesus loves so much that not only does he wake up and still the storm, he gets up into the water and he walks on that water. He commands that storm to be done. Prove to the disciples once again that they do not have to be washed overboard by fear and anxiety. Jesus doesn't just say, "Storm, stop." He walks on. That's love. That's the compassion that Jesus has for his disciples. Then, the compassion he has for the disciples. What is your storm? What is your anxiety today? What are you afraid of? Find that deep, centered, heavy space within you. Heavy space that Jesus stands on to still the storm. That place where the voice of Jesus comes from deep inside. And he says today, "Be still. Peace be with you." Following Jesus doesn't mean that there's not going to be a storm. there's always going to be a storm. There's always going to be something that catches us, cranks up our anxiety, makes us feel afraid, that disempowers us and divides us through the love of God that gives us the ability to be still in the storm. It's going to happen. Gained in you by him to be still in that storm. And you're going to need some help because storms are coming. For God, everyone in this community, we are here together. We are forever both here on sailing through whatever storms we're sailing through. You don't have to do it alone. We are capable of managing storms. Let's practice. We are capable of asking for help when we need it. We are capable of overcoming. We are capable. This is maybe the hardest one of all. We are capable of not getting on somebody else's face. Best thing to do